So how do you figure training camp's going to go for you this year? It's a little bit different than previous seasons.
No, it's all the same for me. Coming in, being a leader, getting us prepared, facilitating a good camp, and getting ready to have a championship season. Nothing changes for us. It's the same as it's always been here, and really looking forward to getting here again.
Excellent. Do you know much about the new kids coming in?
I do and I don't. Just from what I've read and stuff that I've looked at. Spent a little time with Jake Hayes. He coached with us over the fall, which was great. Mm-hmm. And what I'm excited about is they're all college trained kids. Knowing the experience at the collegiate level and knowing what you get out of a college experience. Both on the field, off the field, in the weight room training, they're going to be athletic kids. Mm-hmm. And it's not like we're pulling a junior kid. Up who's never had that sort of experience.
Right.
These guys are going to be very athletic, they're going to be very fit, and they're going to be very focused and motivated. You have to be that way to go to college, and I'm excited to see how they step out of the collegiate level into the pro level.
Excellent. How many face-offs are you going to win this year?
as many as I can.
I'm just looking at the extended schedule and thinking, man, there's a couple of records that are liable to fall, and that might be one of them.
Yeah, who knows? Anytime you increase games, you're gonna have guys score more goals, pick up more loose balls, have a little bit more success statistically. But at the end of the day, we're here to win, and we're here to play as a team. And the reason why those records are broken is because you got a group of guys that are willing to support you along the way.
You figure there's any teams out there that you really have to worry about this year?
Everyone. When you contract a roster, teams get better really quick, and the league gets better really quick because there's not as many holes to fill. And the team that's going to be the most dangerous is the one that stays the healthiest.
Right.
And commitment to training and a commitment to fitness and staying fresh ultimately is going to win a team championship.
Cool. Have you had a chance to talk to Bob about the trade?
He's happy. I think it was a little unexpected on his end, but Colorado is a team that you want to play for in this league. They got a great organization. They got a great fan base. It's a first class facility. They spare no expense there when they're putting their teams together. And I think that he's happy to have another opportunity. He's a great kid, and he'll fit in well there with that group.
Excellent. Yeah. And talk to me a little bit about Elevate. Where we have to
have a little bit of time. We had an awesome summer. We started with 19 kids in 2009, mm-hmm. and we had 98 kids this year play in our fall teams from the 7th and 8th grade all the way up to the 12th grade. So we're really happy with its growth. We had a kid the other day commit to UMBC 2 days ago.
Nice.
So we've got tons of kids that are stepping into collegiate positions, and we have an opportunity to coach and help mentor young men here in the community. And I can't think of a better career to have.
Excellent.
So really proud about it. Bobby and I worked on it. We had Jake Hayes with us as well. We had Reese Dutch, and we had Jake Trapuka, who plays in Charlotte with me in the MLL, all coaching with us. And it was an awesome crew, and we had a really good time.
Cool.
Great.
Excellent. Thanks.